and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I have no idea what she's going to say on the air. And I'm a little bit nervous because who knows what kind of my future holds, you know?
Star 99.9, today's best mix. Is that how you feel like when you talk with a medium or a psychic and you did it like in a public place? Because, right, you have no idea what they could say. It's the same reason I've never allowed myself to be hypnotized.
Anna Raimondi joining us. She's a spiritual counselor and medium. Her new book, Conversations with Mary, out now. She also has a show coming up at the Ridgefield Playhouse next Wednesday. Anna, well, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, you tell us.
Do you find that, Anna, like when you first get together talking with people, when you meet with them, are the ones that are more like cynical or resistant, do they put every question back on you like that? Like they're just like, well, why don't you tell me? Or they try and be tricky about it when get together?
I definitely get people who are trying to be tricky and kind of prove it.
Right.
You know, tell me.
Yeah.
Right. Levitate.
Yeah.
Right.
Move that stone from over there to
right.
No, that's Star Wars.
Right.
Different thing.
But all people ask me that kind of stuff. I mean, I've been asked to do seances. I do not do seances.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do not predict the future. I can only tell things a little bit out. So, yeah, I get a lot of skeptics, and then I get a lot of believers.
Right.
Sure.
Of course. So what
it's
do
nice
you
mix.
See? What do you see with us?
Okay. My glasses on.
Right. Is that as a group or is that as individuals?
I don't know. Whatever she wants.
We're still not done with our argument over whether or not Simon Cowell's on a show.
Okay. I'm feeling two people that passed at the end of October. So October 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd. I'm feeling one of them is a William, a Bill. And the other one's name begins with an A, like Anthony.
It's my grandfather, Antonio.
Okay, and who's
and that's
the
my father.
Bill? Oh, my God.
October 22nd.
Okay.
My grandfather passed at the end of October, too. Antonio. They're both named Antonio? How is
well,
that
no,
possible?
Well, no, my father's William.
Oh, my grandfather is Antonio.
Okay.
Wow.
Your father is William, but he's saying Bill.
And yeah, it was always
he's
Bill.
Standing behind you. He's not built like you're built. He's built, he's showing me himself young. He's not that you're heavy, but he's.
I was waiting for it.
That sounds real, right? He's definitely healthier.
Yes, he's thinner. He's apologizing to you for not telling you more that he loved you. Okay, because he does love you, and he's very, very proud of you. I feel like you butt heads, you know.
Sure.
You know, because you were trying. You know, you were trying to be. You know, you went through a little rebellious phase, and you wanted your independence. And he's saying, I want you to know, I should have listened more. I should have communicated better. But everything he did was to protect you from yourself. Okay, completely protect you. Who's Catherine?
I don't know a Catherine.
I'm trying to.
Wait. Wow, my Aunt Kathy.
Yeah, he's with. Is that his sister?
Well, it would be his sister-in-law.
Okay, he's with her. He's with her. And he's laughing.
Is she dead? Is Catherine gone?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I don't know.
That was a delicate way to ask.
I don't know.
Yes. Well, I mean, she's over there if she's with him.
Hold on. I need to take a timeout. So we're going to take a timeout 1 second. Anna, Raven is a skeptic, okay?
Oh.
I know a lot about Raven. Are you a skeptic right now? Knowing what I know, what you know.
This is very interesting what's going on.
Well,
here
I can
right
keep
now.
Going. So.
Uh-huh. All right. We're going to get back more with Anna
we'll keep
coming
going,
up next.
And then we'll come back with it, right?
Yep.
All right.
I saw your face. I knew. All right. Hold on. We'll be right back with Anna Raimondi on Star
99.9. Spiritual counselor and medium Anna Raimondi joining us in the studio this morning. She's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse next Wednesday, November 8th. Her new book, Conversations with Mary, out now. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, it's been quite eye-opening, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it's been stunningly accurate so far, the information that Anna has brought here.
Anna, what else do you see?
Okay. There's a Catherine. Also, there's a woman whose name begins with an M around both of these people. Feels like a grandmother to me. She is lively, man, and she's talking up a storm.
Marty.
Wow.
Is that your grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's with her husband, whose name is Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's accurate.
Okay, because they're together. I feel like he passes before she does. She passes after. Your father? Did she pass after your father?
She did pass after
Okay, because
father.
She's like the welcoming committee. And she's really smart because she has a book in her hand. It looks like an academic book. I feel like she never, never stops. Like, she's always learning something. Always going. Loves to travel. But if she's going to travel, it's about history. Okay? So she's not going to go to the Caribbean and sit on a beach. Okay? She's going to go somewhere where she feels the history there. And the history, the books. Do you have the books? Her books?
Yeah, because
she's saying you have the books, but you need to pick them up and actually read
them. The genealogy.
Yeah.
That sounds like your grandmother yelling at you.
She made these books. It took her forever. It was one of the biggest jokes we had because I'd be like, Graham, you're going to be gone. And then I'll, you know, then I'll have the book or whatever. She's like, well, that's what it's there for.
But that's the truth.
She used to always say that to my wife.
It's her legacy.
My wife always brings it up.
Marty, it's the legacy.
She used to be on the show with us before she passed.
Well,
last
she's a character.
She's unbelievable.
Oh, that's for
she's
sure.
unbelievable.
Yeah. She's coming through because you take after her in so many ways. Okay.
True.
You know, your father really wasn't like her. Okay. I feel like, you know, he says his piece, but she has no filter. You know, because she'll say anything, but she's smart.
Okay, Anna, keep going. You're on
okay.
a roll.
The A name. Okay. Do you have is your grandmother's name your I'm seeing A squared, okay? So your grandfather, who's
is Antonio.
Is his wife begin with an A?
Adorata,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, because I'm not feeling it's Anna, okay?
Yeah, well, my other, but my Adorata is here. She's still alive.
Okay, but is she very old?
Yes.
Because I can feel them if they're very old, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's not, I don't feel she's doing everything she wants to do, but she's a really good cook.
Oh, yeah.
Like a really good cook. She's saying cooking is in the family,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not cooking very much these days? Because I'm feeling... I'm just feeling like you go to the restaurant, okay? You go to the restaurant. Does your family own a restaurant?
Yeah.
It's a really good restaurant. This is an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling they go to the restaurant, and it's all about, who's ever running the restaurant is running it in the way that follows your mother's family's traditions,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for you to go there. You have a daughter.
Yeah.
Her name begins with an H.
Yep.
Is she around 8 or 9?
Yes.
Okay. She's an interesting child.
No kidding.
An interesting child. She walks to her own beat.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have to let her continue to do that, okay?
Okay.
She has to be able to communicate in the way she communicates and be herself. This is the kid who might wear a pink sock and a purple sock, okay?
Yeah, she's a weirdo, but I love it.
Yeah, well, this is because she's a crystal child.
Yeah.
She's an old, old, old soul, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When she was little, she used to have more of the sight, so to speak, like she was seeing, okay? Now she's kind of moving out of it, okay? Does she play soccer?
Yeah.
Your grandfather's clapping. He
yeah.
likes soccer. He
yeah.
likes soccer. He's playing. I feel like he's watching her play. He goes to the games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Loves that. Loves to be there. Your grandmother. So does she finish her degree late in life?
Couple of them, actually.
Okay, because I feel like really late in life. Like she goes...
One at 88.
Oh my God, that's late in life.
Yeah.
Like she's going to go until she can go no more. Okay? And she likes to impart her knowledge wherever she goes to the point that sometimes she bores people. You know? And she's saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bore, but people need to learn. Did she also teach at one point?
She did.
Because I'm feeling a good teacher. Were you a teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm feeling teaching around you as well.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So you've really done a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
But you were a good teacher. You know,
Thank you
may not have liked it, but, you know, and you were teaching the right age because you were teaching older kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're the patient to be with little kids.
This is insane. This is insane. You would think that, if you're listening right now, you probably think, like, Anna's like my aunt. Like, she just knows my whole life. All right, hold on right there. Anna Raimondi, again, Richfield Playhouse next Wednesday. Her new book out, Conversations with Mary. You can visit her website, annaraimondi.com, AnnaRaimondi. If you want to have a quick reading with Anna, you can call us right now, 1-800-330-9999. Anna Raimondi has to be, hands down, the best spiritual counselor medium we've had in the studio ever, I would say, Raven. Don't you think?
Easily on this show.
Yeah. Yep. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. She'll be at the Richfield Playhouse next Wednesday, November 8th. Her new book is out called Conversations with Mary. You can check her out online at annaraimondi.com. We're taking calls at 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Stephanie, you're on with Anna Raimondi. Is there somebody that you're trying to reach?
I was hoping to reach my grandmother.
So your grandmother is actually sitting next to you, but she's celebrating something. Is somebody's birthday coming up in the family? She's all dressed up.
No, not that I can.
Okay, she's singing. Okay, then it might be someone who's passed. There's a birthday. There's a birthday coming up. It's in early November, or actually it's in November, because she's all dressed up and she has on lipstick, okay? And she looks very, very, very pretty, okay? She wants you to know that that she's with you. Somebody's singing. Who's the singer? A nice voice.
My mother.
Okay. Your mother's still living?
Yeah.
Is this her mother that's coming through?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she wants your mother to sing more, to get it out. Because your mother, when she sings, she reaches heaven, okay? I'm not feeling so much that you should sing, okay?
Wow. Right.
You know?
Anna keeps it real.
Right.
Right. You do the things that you do.
Right.
Your
That's
mom
right.
does the things she does.
I didn't get the vocal cords.
Somebody's rubbing their stomach. Did your grandmother have digestive issues?
No, my mother does. And okay. I'm having surgery next week on my stomach.
Okay, yeah, because I'm feeling the stomach issues, there's blessings going to the one who's having surgery?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's around you. She's saying, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine, okay? But you need to do this, okay? It's important that you do this. Not only will you feel better, you'll feel better about yourself, okay? So I don't know what you're doing, but this is really, really, really good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anna, before we cut you loose, and you know we don't want to, we want you to stay here all morning long with us. Is there anything that you have left for Raven and I?
Yeah. Okay. So your grandmother was not Catholic, right?
No, she was
okay.
Lutheran.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. You have all Catholic around you.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling that she's Lutheran, and that's why she lived so long. Because she believed, okay? Really believed. And there's a Bible or an old Bible. Who has the Bible?
I have the Bible.
Okay. Another thing you should open up once in a while, she's saying. But at least if you keep it around, you can touch these things, okay?
Because I've been telling him forever, Anna, to open up that Bible.
You know, she keeps them around. I feel like she runs the church in her own way.
Wow.
Like she runs it. Like she's like in control. Who's the big gardener? Was your father a big gardener?
My father and my grandmother, but yeah. Yeah, my
okay,
father.
I think this is your father. By the way, he knows you love him, okay? But he's showing me the garden, the pretty garden. You don't garden at all?
No. I've got a black thumb.
Oh, no, you don't. He's saying, no, you don't. He's saying you could go out there and plant whatever you need to plant, flowers. He likes the flowers, okay? So he might be growing other things, but he likes the color, a lot of color. Your grandfather really likes the food. And he's also, he's saying he plays the game with the ball. Okay, so I don't know what he's doing. He's rolling the ball. It doesn't feel like soccer.
Bocce.
Okay, he's okay.
My grandfather was the king of bocce.
Yeah, well, he knows it because he's saying he was. Is he from Italy?
Yeah.
Okay, because heavy accent.
Yeah.
You know, and he met your grandmother in Italy?
Yeah, I'm first generation American.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling. The photos of the trip. Do you have all the photos of the trip? Your grandmother's trips?
Yes.
Okay, you need to organize them in a better way that
oh,
they are.
Oh, my gosh.
You got
really?
A lot of things
She's giving
to
you
do.
Homework from the other side. You're so hardy.
Okay? Right, that's what Anna, she wants you to do.
We're going to keep going with you off the air because we're having a blast and unbelievable. If you want to meet Anna Raimondi for yourself, Richfield Playhouse next Wednesday, November 8th. I know you're going on Dr. Oz soon. I know you're booked with readings to 2019. This is your shot to get close to her. We have all the info at star999.com. You can pick up her new book, Conversations with Mary. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
I got to make a list over here.